Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Toured around the world, and by around the world, I mean we did three shows in the Pacific Northwest. Now we're back here, home, baby.
Back in our hometown of the
Bourbon Room.
Whiskey Nudes.
That's right. And of course, we have the whole fam bam. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Key. What's up?
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got Dana Wilkins on the stickins. The boom from the Bourbon Room.
This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast. Yes. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you so much. By a round of applause, who is perhaps unfamiliar with our particular brand of stupidity? Okay. Welcome, brave friends. So this is an improvised musical. That means everything that we sing and everything that the band plays is completely made up, has never been done before, will never be done again. And if that sounds scary to you, thank you. Yeah.
That's it, really.
That's it.
That's all you need to know. But to get us started, can we get a suggestion of anything at all, any word? What was that? Surgery. And I want to say, said with glee.
Oh, we're talking about fun surgeries.
But,
not the ones you get because you have to, the ones you get because you want to. Yeah.
But like fun, like measured glee. Surgery. I really appreciated not just the information, but how it was presented.
Yeah. Delivery is so important.
It's so important. Oh my gosh.
I have, yes.
I was going to say, especially when it comes to bedside manner.
That's right.
You've had some surgeries.
Yeah, I have had a few. I had a small one in my heart in high school. It went great, felt good. I had another one on my appendix a couple years ago. Also fantastic. It was one of those weird things where normally it would have hurt a lot, but because of what was going on, I showed up in the room and they were like, "Okay, how are you doing?" I was like, "I'm fine." They're like, "Are you in pain?" I'm, "No, I am not." You're like, this is appendicitis, right? Yes, it is. You're not in pain? No. You're sure we're doing the surgery? Yes, please. I do need that.
None for me.
None for you. And honestly, what a gift to not need surgeries.
Yep, sorry.
If you...
Yeah, had to have one.
Had to get a fun one, though.
Okay.
Like wings? Okay. Mine's wings.
No. Oh, sorry. That's way more fun. My mind went to something so stupid, which is I don't love my belly button placement.
Sure. You want it way higher up.
Yeah, I want it a little lower.
A little lower.
I feel like when I'm in a bikini, I'm like, that's not spaced correctly.
Yeah. This is such a wonderful thing because I feel like we all have this thing that absolutely
no one would ever notice.
For you has thought about this.
Yeah.
This is a burden that you bear alone.
I feel like it took me a while too. I'd be like, I like how I look, but what's wrong? And I don't know if that's something broken in all of us that we're like, something has to be wrong.
Right.
But I think
I can't be done as a human being.
Right. Like there must be something that I could fix. But I finally was like, oh. This space is too much.
Okay.
I'd
and this space not enough.
Not enough. I don't know. And I don't know if that's like in the... And it's not in the tying. That's just how I came. You know, some people like, oh, someone just tied them not well.
Right.
And then they have belly button issues because they're like, oh, someone was just like...
They don't tell you when you're a doctor. One of the things you have to learn is knots.
Yeah. That's... Oh my gosh. I'm so nervous for the first day of doctor camp.
Me too. Why is doctor camp out in the woods?
Well, they say before you enter medical school, first you should go to doctor camp so you learn all the basics. You gotta get your badges, you know, before medical school.
Yeah, doctor. Doctor badges. You gotta get them all. Also the little handkerchief, so when you walk down a medical hall, they'll say, I trust that person with my life and also my body, because he's good at lots of surgeries and also an assortment of naughties.
Scouts honor, we're about to be doctors.
Scouts honor, we're about
to you. did you want top bunk?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, take it.
Cool.
I hear that the bunk beds here are a lot like the cots we'll have to nap on in the ER.
Yeah, that's right. The patients' beds are on the floor, and we're in the cots above them, so they're right below if they ever need us. We'll just jump right down there. And if they need something, they can poke and be like, more oxygen, please.
I love this cabin. It's so beautiful. And did you see all the carvings in the wall from...
So many famous doctors passed. They came through here. Dr. Smith.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Bogosian. Wait, what did you just say?
Oh, you don't know? This is where Dr. Pepper went to doctor camp.
The Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. Look, this is where he carved all 32 ingredients.
That's right. He famously was originally trying to produce a medicinal tonic for acid reflux.
Right.
And instead he made a drink that would change the world.
I can only hope I leave a legacy 1/32 as big.
Yeah.
What kind of medicine are you hoping to practice?
Body stuff.
Sure, me too. Internist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're not wearing your kerchief. If they catch you without your kerchief, you'll be on mess duty.
Wow, there's a lot of rules in this doctor camp.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of rules when you're a doctor.
I don't know. Don't you think doctors should be able to be like, I don't know, a little more free?
No.
Yeah, you know what I mean, a little more free.
No, I...
Yeah, we agree. Doing sort of like, you know, there's medicine as we know it, and then there's the medicine of the future.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I plan on eventually applying for some research grants once I get my license, but no, the rules we have in place, those are very important.
You wanna make Dr. Pepper? First you gotta make a big mistake. The first Dr. Pepper was probably super gross to intake. It probably had pepper in it. Pepper isn't one of the things. Sometime the healing process stings. You wanna be a doctor? Make mistakes.
One passing look.
I could.
I had my kerchief on. I tried and retied it 3 times before I got on the bus today. And I've never gotten a B or an A minus.
Whoa.
But what? Didn't the same for you?
No.
I thought that's the only way that we could end up here. I thought that was the only way to get through. You're saying
you wanna be.
Too far, but how do we know where the limits can be if we don't push against where they are? You wanna be a
wiggle it.
So freaking happy we're attendings this summer.
Yeah. Those little nerds don't know what they're in for.
DITs, doctors in training.
Ayo.
Oh my gosh. When they got off the bus, they all looked so scared. Like, I would say 67% of them were sweating. Higher or lower? What do you think?
Higher.
You're right. It was 72%.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Did you hear? You and me get to lead the rafting trip.
No joke.
Yeah, because Amanda and Kimberly want to lead the hike.
Wait, Amanda and Kimberly are opting into the hike?
They're opting into the hike.
Up the peak?
I was like, I never want to hit that peak again.
Yeah.
It's already bad enough I peaked in high school.
First of all, Brevin, no you did not.
I know. It's just something I say to make myself seem slightly approachable.
Yeah.
I know the truth. The best is yet to come.
That's right. Oh, man, when we get those little kids in that raft and we're like, this is blood, you are the vessel, stay alive, the body depends on you.
Paddle, little vessels.
People don't realize that so much of being a doctor is like stamina, both physically, mentally.
Yep.
You're looking pretty swole, by the way, my dude.
Oh, my gosh, Brevin, thank you for noticing.
That's right. We have the same name.
I mean, how could I even help other bodies if I don't treat mine like the best body? The best body is yet to come.
Brevin, the body is a temple and the temple is still being built, my dude.
Brick by brick, block by block.
Yeah.
Every second I'm getting rock hard.
Yeah.
Getting harder every single day because I can bench 2 times what I weigh.
Yeah. People telling me you're the hardest yet. I'm like, nah, dog, I could be more hard, I bet. Guess what? I got bricks on bricks on bricks, and I'm stacking them high, and I got a big ego. Yeah, what now? Everybody knows I'm looking real fine in those doctor clothes. Doctor in training, I'm the DIT. Everybody in the hospital can walk with me. Like slacks, show off the calves, show off the abs. I need to know people how a doctor am.
If you don't know I work out, then I'll be filled with regret. I want my scrubs to fit like they are a singlet. Yeah. Like I'm headed to the wrestling, gonna hit the mat because what else do I do this for?
Yeah. I'm here to be seen and also keep my medical record very clean.
Yeah.
And also every day I'm drinking creatine. And also every day I hit the bench machine. Become a little bit more mature.
I hate them so much. I can't believe we're back with them.
Kimberly, it's like no time has passed.
They're worse.
They're actively worse.
They're worse.
Like before, I feel like I said to one of them, oh, do you go to the gym one time? And then they were like, oh, now I have a personality.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just glad we won't have to deal with them when we lead the newbies up the hike.
I know. That's like such a special time. I have such fond memories of when we hit the peak last summer.
Oh, yes.
I just remember, you know, right when you get past 8,000 feet, you're like, there's not enough air up here for me.
No. You start to feel physically bad.
And then, you know, I feel like that's such a humbling and important experience because you remember that, like, we're still mortal, you know?
We are still mortal.
And it keeps us attached to that we shouldn't get so detached from our patients.
No,
which, remember, we're all out here as little sacks.
We're all out here as sacks. It gets hard to breathe for all of us. Sometimes the world can kill you if you go too high.
Right.
Mostly the first 2 points.
No, but I think the last part's also true. And, like, that's what those boys will never understand. They texted me every day for 364 days, dibs on rafting.
Right. I feel like they're actively out here trying to be like, we'll get so strong we can never die. And it's like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you. The sky is high above. I'm sorry. I can go out and wait and come back when... Is it not time for not time?
No,
sorry.
It's not time. Hey, are you one of the new? Oh, boy.
What?
You're new here, yeah?
Yeah.
No, it is not. First of all, great wordplay. Not time for not time.
Thanks.
It is not. Hi.
Hi, Bertha.
Hi, Bertha. I'm Amber. This is Kimberly.
Hi.
We lead the hike, which happens tomorrow.
Oh, wow. The peak.
The hike up to the peak. That's right.
Oh, I'm really excited about
that. Are you doing okay? How's your bunk? How's your bunk mate? Everything getting along?
Yeah. No, Curtis is amazing. He has a lot of interesting ideas.
Hmm. Okay. Cool. That's probably fine.
No, I mean, like, honestly, like, I'm excited to learn from other people. Like, I feel like that's what this phase of my training is about.
That's so huge. That's right. We're still very much learning from other people, too. And we're trying to take lessons from all around us. That's why we're out here. Because being a doctor is really just being a steward of life.
Rules. Following rules.
No, it's the thing that I said.
What'd you say?
About being a steward
following
of life.
Following rules.
So now I've said it twice, and it seems like you haven't heard either.
I'm so sorry. I think I just keep saying it at the same time.
You sure do. You're saying...
Following rules.
Right, and I'm saying being a steward of life.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That just this. You don't actually think that, right?
No, I extremely do.
But
it's my whole thing. My identity is wrapped up in that very concept.
Okay. But I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's. I'm sure that is part of it, right? Because it has. I can't just follow rules. It has to be paired with passion, which I promise I have, and that seems a lot like being a steward. You're seeing to people with care.
We're almost saying the same thing. You know that a rule is a thing that people make, right?
Yes.
So like anyone can make a rule and people make mistakes.
Well, but doesn't everyone agree that for all of medical history, we're building on what people learned and studied before? It's not like we're studying a book or something of lore. It's science. Why do people keep looking at me like I'm the one that's weird? It's science. And we have bars and laws and things we must clear.
Absolutely, I think we agree, like 99% of the time. I think we're mostly on the same page.
Great.
Yeah, great.
That's great.
Great, that's great. Yeah. Rules are great.
No, I know. I'm like trying to get better at taking feedback.
No, for sure. And you are 100% right. Rules are there to protect us. We only can build on what we know before, and that is why we have rules.
Yeah, it just feels like, I mean, I like being out here in the woods, and I like taking lessons from life, but it feels like every time I talk to someone at this camp about the realness of being a medical doctor...
Sure, yeah. They get sort of like woo-woo about it.
Yeah, they get kind of ethereal, and I think there's a place for that in society,
that's
but not in the medical field.
No, for sure. Yeah.
I'd like those people to follow like the strict rules that we have about bodies and cleanliness and germs.
Absolutely. And I understand.
And tying your handkerchief, honestly, because it's just like ship shape.
Yeah. I guess all that I want to make sure that you know is that we have a map and the map is good.
Yes.
And sometimes the map runs out. And when the map runs out, I see a big twitching in your head right now.
On my lips. I'm listening.
That's all I want to say is that we have rules, and that's great. The rules are the map, but sometimes the map does run out, and we have to know...
Can I say one thing?
Kimberly, I would love you to say one thing. Speak on it, queen.
Amber, you know I love you. But I think for now, like, maybe we just tie some knots.
You know,
that's what this class is.
It is now time for tying knots.
And we can just tie knots, and we can see if... We can see if Bertha...
Sup, am I right on time for not tying?
You are.
Cool. Sup, Curtis.
Okay.
Bertha, you're here.
Yeah, I've been here.
Cool. Are they cool?
Yeah.
They seem cool.
Too cool.
Sup.
Everyone here is a little too cool.
No, you're just as cool as everyone here.
No. It's okay. I made a decision that I didn't have to be cool. I could instead be helpful.
Hmm. Okay.
Like a long time ago, I made a bargain. There were two roads, and I thought I could chase this forever and never catch it, or I can be helpful.
Okay. Cool or helpful. Okay, yeah. I support that.
But so far, it hasn't been landing with anyone at this camp.
Hey, for the record, I think you're cool.
No, that's nice. Thank you.
You could make your neckerchief a little more wiggly like a snake. That's just personal preference for me, though.
I don't need it.
You don't have to. I just wanted to say that. Okay, so knot tying.
So we're doing like a bowline? Are we doing like a clover hitch?
I'm going to be honest, I always forget this part, but you seem like you already know a lot about it already. Yeah. What kind of knots do you know?
Well,
we know a lot of knots.
What? What is happening here? What is going on? Why is everything I do suddenly so wrong? I followed the clearest path. I did everything right. Not a step out of place. I always stayed up every night. I never went out, never crossed the line. And now this somehow pulling me back, like out of my mind. Like this isn't right, not what I have been doing. And I don't know where and if this was my choosing. Nah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, nerds, get into the boat.
Get into the boat.
Get in the boat.
Nerds in the boat.
Nerds in the boat. Nerds in the boat.
Okay, good.
Okay. Oh, Chris, did you want a life jacket?
Yeah.
Or are you going to go free with the wind?
No, I'm going to get it. I'm going to go life jacket.
You okay?
Yeah.
Curtis, what's going on? You weren't at lunch.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm not afraid of rivers.
But it was kebabs, your favorite food.
Yeah, I love kebabs and I'm not afraid of rivers. Why?
Curtis.
Sorry, it's not you. It's the rivers, which I'm not afraid of.
Hey, if you're afraid of rivers, you don't have to go.
I didn't think there was going to be rivers in doctor school. Rivers are unpredictable. You can't do anything to a river that the river doesn't want to do.
But I thought you loved the unpredictability of life.
Normally, yes, but not rivers, obviously.
But Curtis, a river is the water most like a snake. In fact, about right now, we're going to get on the Snake River, because this doctor camp is in Idaho.
Thank you for framing it like that for me.
No problem.
I may need you to say it a couple more times.
You got it.
Also, these guys' energy is
terrible.
It's not my brand of masculinity per se.
Yeah.
Guess it works for them.
Yeah. It's rough to watch, but I'm glad they have each other.
Yeah, I guess so. That seems to be all they need. Yeah. Yes. 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 Okay.
High side is if we hit a rock and the high side of the boat goes up and I need the low side to jump to the high side.
Why don't we just not hit the rock in the first place?
Why don't we? All right, we're going to do some team threes and then some 3.5s and then some fours.
I don't know what any of that means.
It's the size of rapid.
This is one rapid? It's multiple kinds of rapids?
What? Yeah, a river rafting trip, you go through multiple rapids.
I was ready for one river. I don't know about multiple rivers contained within one greater river system.
It's okay, Curtis. It's just parts of the snake.
It's just parts of the snake. Okay. Okay. Just row, row, row. Don't make a mistake. You're not putting a paddle through the water. You're just petting a snake. It's a happy little guy with a smelly little tongue. He sleeps when it's hot and blinks his eyes just for fun. He goes, blink, 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 I'm happy. Blink, 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 I'm free. Blink, 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 I'm not worried about what a river could do to me. Blink, 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 I'm fine. Blink, 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 just wait. It's not a river, it's a snake. It still feels like a river. It doesn't seem like a snake. In fact, they don't have much in common except for a wiggly shape.
That's not true. As we coast over the mist. And yes, maybe they have sections and they have segments in their length. And
sometimes they might touch up a bank. And yes, that wiggly shape.
I need one more thing, and that will make me feel safe.
Okay, here it comes. One more thing.
You got this.
You know, like we're at the tail of the snake.
You know what? I thought of one more thing. Both a river and a snake can bite or sting. It's actually bite. Snakes don't sting. I thought of it. That was wrong, but they do both bite. A river can bite. I don't know. The day's been long. This was scary and stressful. Wouldn't have made it through without all of those good, good vibes I got from you.
Honestly, I don't really like rivers either.
Really? You hide it so well.
I didn't know I didn't like rivers till we were halfway down this one.
Oh.
Because I've never been on a river before. I've never been to camp before. I've never been in the woods. I didn't learn to swim till I was 16, and only because my mom made me.
Right.
She said, what if you're on a ship one day? And I said, why am I on a ship?
Yeah.
Wouldn't I have chosen to be on the ship? She said, no. What if one day you're on a ship?
What if you're on a ship against your will?
Yeah.
And that's why you need to know how to swim?
In case the ship goes down.
Right. Don't get on a ship unless you know you won't need the ship. Yeah. I mean, I think you're doing a... Hey, there's a lot of feelings going on down there.
Like, good job getting through that river. Best kind of ever, except for us.
Yeah, you, I mean, I don't want to check those numbers yet, but that was pretty fast.
Pretty fast down the river.
Can I talk to you over here?
Yes.
Brevin? Do we need to be worried about these dweebs?
Quick, dude, let's do egg beaters while we talk.
Okay. You know what's great about egg beaters? The water polo kick that keeps you steady in the water so you can play water polo?
What?
It has everything.
Yeah,
it's a great full body workout.
Absolutely. Great for your abs and cardio.
Great for your abs and cardio. Okay, I'm a little bit worried that these two, like, have a sort of synergy. They're not like us, they're different, but they're, like, powerful together in a way that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, because it's hard to be the best is yet to come if you think that maybe that's the best that's yet to come.
If that's the best that's yet to come, I have been aiming at the wrong target. But, like, this was the path we chose. What are we supposed to do? Just pick a different path? I don't want to start thinking about how the way that we're doing things is wrong, because then my whole identity sort of crumbles a little bit.
It's too late for that.
Too late for that.
I've been vlogging.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm already out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can't go back now.
Well, yeah.
You
built a brand.
Yeah, yeah.
People subscribe.
They subscribe to my lifestyle.
Yeah. How's it going, by the way?
Great. Love it. Tiring. Exhausting.
Yeah.
Influencer
life is kind of feels like you're spinning in one place, just trying to kick into.
Should we get back in the boat?
Yeah, let's get back in the boat. Okay.
All right. Good job,
great
nerds.
Job.
You can just you can paddle home, or you can get out.
Yeah,
and we can take
get home or get out or whatever. I don't care.
We're gonna take the boat.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, sorry. Say that one more time.
Get out or go home. We're going to take the boat.
Get out or go home. We're going to take the... Okay, wait, sorry. So do we not go home with you in the boat?
No, get out or take the van or whatever. We're going to take the boat.
There's a van.
There's
okay.
a van.
That was the information I needed to know. Okay.
We'll take the van.
We'll take the van.
And
thank
bro,
you.
Bro, you'll stay in the boat with me? Because now I'm feeling a bunch of stuff. And I feel like the only way to get through is ride the gauntlet.
Yeah, bro.
You, will you ride the gauntlet with
Let's
me?
Ride the
gauntlet. Rapid you're not allowed to ride?
Oh, you want to ride the gauntlet?
Yeah, I want to take this boat into the restricted section of the river and ride the gauntlet.
Past all that caution tape that they put between two trees.
I want to get past the final pullout, past the ranger station where they go, no! Keep going and ride the gauntlet.
You're trying to break limits. You're trying to break barriers.
Yeah, of course. Every day, best is yet to come.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm with you, bro. Let's ride the gauntlet. Let's rip through that tape, glass ceiling, etc.
Yeah. Wait, Curtis, did you hear them? Right before we got into the van and went home for a peaceful evening, I heard those guys say they're about to ride the gauntlet.
Okay, now, normally my instinct is telling me, like, okay, they're pushing boundaries. That's a good thing. But you just helped me a lot, and I'm starting to think that maybe you have a little bit more going on up here than I do.
Well, I don't know, Curtis.
No, but you were susceptible to things that I was saying, so I'm going to sort of gut check with you right now and think that maybe your concern is warranted.
Yeah, I think those two dudes are going to die if they go down this rapid. And you know what? Amber taught me that his doctors were stewards of life, and I gotta steward their lives right now.
Even though they're our superiors?
Yeah, they can learn from us and we can learn from them.
Okay.
But first, we're gonna need supplies.
And we're gonna need to be able to go faster than them. We're gonna need to...
Jet skis.
Oh.
Sorry, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say...
You're rubbing off on me and I'm rubbing off on you.
Jet skis? So radical. Are there jet skis around?
I don't know.
I was gonna say we take the van.
Yep, we take the van. We take the van to the final pullout. We'll beat them in the car.
Great, oh, they're gone already. Okay, so let's, knock, knock, knock. Excuse me, ma'am, we need the van. We have a plan and it involves a van. So I need you, oh, your name tag, Pam, Pam. I need you to get out of the van.
Why does Pam have to get out of the van? Why does Pam have to get out of the van?
I understand that this was not your plan, Pam, but I need the van, Pam. God damn.
Pam can still drive the van. Just tell Pam your plan. She's great at driving the van.
Pam, here's the plan. We need you to drive. Oh, you're good. God damn. It's almost like a job is driving a van. Okay. Go on, Pam. Go on, Pam. Drive the van. After that, we're trying to stop them from some aftermath that would be real bad. I know it would laugh, so Pam drove the van after the raft. After the raft, Pam the van. You understand what I'm saying, ma'am?
Pam has a whole plan. Pam can drive this van.
Pam, 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 Pam drive the van.
Pam, 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 Pam drive the van.
Pam, 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 Pam can drive the van. She does.
Hey, Bertha, that this is about as far as I go. What do we do when we get to them? After that, I don't know.
If we miss them at the last pullout, then that will have to, like, scream and shout. I think I saw some old ruins. I was hoping to hike by myself in the early morning. It's an old mining shaft. We could do it if they don't get out the raft. We can knock it down, make a bridge. Hope that we can help them move just a smidge.
What comes after that?
This is the end of the map. this is the first part.
Oh, okay.
Not to go. I don't know how I feel.
It obviously makes me wanna do it even more if I'm being real.
You're being real.
Fuck you, dweebs over there. You don't tell us what to do. Nobody tells us what to do except for you. Could have pictured that went that way.
Yes, but I thought we should try it anyway.
Gotta try it.
But maybe we wasted time. Do you think that this whole thing is wrong? And maybe a mistake?
No, we have to think like a snake. Rivers, they're really wiggly like a snake. Sometimes thick and sometimes thin. At the thinnest part of the snake, it's where gonna work. This is me looking at you with confidence.
You saying, always have confidence, Curtis.
Sometimes you don't know if it's gonna work, and that's when you need to look at someone and say as if you're sure, even though you are not sure.
Right, even though you are not sure, you tell them.
This is bedside manner that makes them feel better.
This is going to work.
The arm strength that someone would have.
To hold us here? You're holding us here with just your nerd arms.
We're holding you here with our nerd everything!
You're welcome! You're gonna die, you dumb idiots! Get out of the water!
No, okay.
Swim to shore!
Okay, yeah.
Hold the...
It was like... It was like, no matter how strong we were, the river was still stronger. That's fucked up. Are we fallible?
What?
Are we fallible?
Yeah. I've suspected it for a long time. I was afraid to tell you, because you're my brethren.
You're my brethren, and can I tell you something?
What?
You're not a failure if you give up being an influencer, because I can tell it makes you unhappy.
Thanks, it's a lot of work to look effortless.
It's so much work. I don't think people have any idea how much work it is.
I don't like it.
It's turned the things that were your joy into your job.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. I was afraid to say it first.
No, it's okay.
I have nothing for you, but if it happens, I'll say it.
Okay.
Besides what we already have in common.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what my thing is.
Nothing additional for you?
Yeah.
But if it happens, I'll return the favor.
Honestly, I love having that sort of in the tank. Knowing that in the future, should something go bad, I'll be like, I don't need to worry about this. Brevin's got me.
I do got you.
What?
I do got you.
Cool. Two hours later. Sure took me a long time to walk around the whole section of the river.
Yeah, yeah.
It went by fast. It was nice scenery.
I know we should probably just get back to camp because it's, you know, it's been already a really long day.
Yeah.
But actually where the river lets out is already halfway up the peak. Would you want to...
Wait, the peak hike isn't until tomorrow. You want to do it now?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we could meet up there.
Those dudes, like, collapsed.
Yeah, Pam's coming for him.
Pam's coming for him. By the way, Pam is clutch.
Yeah. She's a cardiothoracic surgeon.
No shit.
She does this for fun.
Man. Maybe I'll ask Pam about that. That sounds pretty rad.
Yeah, you'd like it.
Yeah.
It's like the most intense. Just like you.
Yeah.
But you play with both levels. You know, just remember.
Yeah.
Balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong, Curtis?
Nothing. I'm just realizing that, like, we very much are at the bottom of the mountain, and I'm excited to walk up to the top, but I'm getting a little bit less sure about what I want when I get up there, you know?
Huh. Do you think that's why they put it on the last day? So we...
Don't peek before... Yeah.
Yeah. So we use the long, arduous hike as our final bit of reflection after a week of learning lessons.
Oh, wow. I wasn't going to get there no matter how much this happened. You're so right. You're so smart.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah, please.
I've always had this secret dream that, I'm really actually interested in the organizational principles behind summer camps.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just like... The kind of freedom and taste of independence they can give young people away from the home that they know to give them greater experiences, preferably in nature, to help them reconnect to something.
It also gives them time to experiment as the, like, full self, not under parental supervision.
Exactly.
And, you know,
yeah.
Predetermined sort of, like, viewpoints
right.
of what their parents think they are.
Exactly. And it can really shape them at a pivotal time.
I think that no matter what you're trying to do, camp might be for you. Just get out in the world, out in the wild. You're right, it's a good experience that everyone should have. If you're old or a child, and we don't know what we're finding up there, maybe it's not what we expect. But it doesn't really matter what's at the top. The point is to take the next step.
Every step of the journey before
don't get to think. It's what you don't know the end.
Oh, I didn't realize this mountain was really so intense. There's a bunch of what look like medieval traps next. Like a bunch of swinging boulders and a bunch of scary vines. Right behind you, I'm sure it will be fine.
Oh, you don't get to peek
at what's coming around the end. Sword fight.
Oh, you don't get to peek. You don't know the end. And when dawn is breaking and you see the beam of light, you'll never know which part of your journey was wrong and which was right. Every step that led you, every beat along the way, it was only made of moments filling up every day.
Oh,
you don't get to peek
at what's coming round the bend, but I know. The more that we speak, I wouldn't have gotten here without you as my friend.
And oh, it's nice not to peek
until you see the end.
Oh, it's nice not to peek. You shouldn't.
Called Dr. Camp.
The musical. Thank you all for being here for the world premiere of Dr. Camp. We couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you very much.
We're going to do one final segment before we call it a night. We have time to do just a short version of this one tonight. So in a moment, we're all going to do a bit of a magic trick. We're going to transport ourselves to a small regional theater. So when musicals or plays are being crafted, they sometimes have out-of-town performances, and they'll have a talk back afterwards where the audience can give feedback on what they liked or didn't like or things they understood about the musical they just watched. So we're going to invite you to do that in just a moment. You can, well, we have time for maybe like three or four if you want to line up by this microphone over here. In a moment, we're going to bring out the entire cast, crew, everyone who helped put together the production of Dr. Camp, the props coordinator, the costume designer, and you can ask them a question. So
think about who in the cast or crew your question is for, but let's get them all right now. Please welcome to the stage the production team behind Dr. Camp. Wow. Here they are.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name is Peter, and my question is for the stunt coordinator.
Excellent.
So, you know, you expect with a show like Dr. Camp that it's actually going to be very quiet and peaceful, very methodical. There were a lot of stunts in this, between the river chase and Pam with the van. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know, how long did it take to get everything okayed by the state of Idaho? Mm.
Great question. My name's Pam. I was on stunts and also had a small part, if you maybe noticed.
You may have noticed Pam.
Honestly, I was just bringing the page to life. That was all in the script, so I had to make it happen. Now, unrelated or not, this was originally written as a feature film, and we decided to just put it on stage with limited to no adjustments.
Yeah.
Sure. But that's why Pam was here to celebrate the page and bring it to life. And thank you so much, Pam Can.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And because we had Pam, and because Pam was so great, we did add a section in the mountain where you noticed a bunch of medieval traps showed
up.
That was, we just wanted to make sure we were using all of our stunt coordinators' excellent abilities.
All my skills.
That's right. Thank you so much. Hello, what's your name and who's your question for?
Hello, my name is Sydney. I have a question specifically for craft services.
Excellent.
I noticed there was a lot of camping and travel. I noticed this was specifically similar to LARP. I was curious how, like, the craft services was indicative of the locations, and if you had things like, I don't know, PB&J sandwiches on set.
Now, this is so funny. In the theater, we don't usually refer to it as craft services. We refer to it as the spread.
We do let the spread, yes, but you're right to think that the spread would inform. And was it just bags of trail mix? Yes.
Yes, it was.
And was that because of budgetary reasons?
Also, who
yes.
knows?
No.
Yes.
No.
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 No, it was definitely to make the actors feel at home in the woodsy atmosphere they were in, camp, out in the woods, trails, mixing about, trail mix.
It is best for an actor to really feel the way that a character does. And so we wanted them to have the same sort of nutritional deficiencies one has when one is in the woods for a long amount
That's right.
of time.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much for your question. Very much. Thank you.
Hello, this question's for the executives. I specifically came to see the show.
Go on.
I specifically came to see this show because it was a spin-off of the hit sitcom For Brevin's Sake. But I've heard rumors that this was kind of a workaround to get around the actors' strike.
No, no. It was not that. Actors' Equity stands with the WGA and SAG-AFTRA. Let me be clear, even as the executive, is it based off of pre-existing IP for Brevin's sake? Yes, of course. IP is hot. IP is how you know what's what. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Oh. Sorry.
We have to go. We shouldn't be here.
We loved being here. We loved being here, and now we have to go. Thank you so much. No more questions for the executives, please. Thank you. Okay. Weird.
Thank you. Weird.
Yes, thank you. Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name is David. My question is for the marketing people. Like, this must have been a challenge to market Camp Doctor, Dr. Camp, for kids and medical professionals. I was just wondering how you guys, you know, obviously you blew it out of the water because such a big crowd, but how'd you do it?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, you know, I think everyone sort of understands that that this would be a totally normal idea.
Yep, yep, yep.
And that the second you hear it, okay, so before doctors go to medical school, they spend a week at a camp learning lifelong skills and making sure they want to be doctors first.
Sells itself.
Include a river, include stunts.
River snake.
Refer to them all as children so you do get confused about their age.
That's right.
Probably they behave much younger than they are.
Yeah, there's some theatrical sort of bending of time.
Hyperbolic, absolutely. Yeah.
Heightened art, we like
but
to call
I think
it.
Everyone's like, oh, doctors, McSteamy.
It's easy to sell Dr. McSteamy.
It's really easy to sell if we used a lot of their images on the posters.
Yeah, you will notice that the posters have very little semblance to what actually takes place in the show.
But a lot of very attractive doctors.
Good, attractive men, well-dressed, and women too. Yes. Hello.
Hi, my name is also David. My question is for the snake wrangler. How hard was it to train the snakes to blink?
Right. I'm going to let you in on a little trade secret. You can't train a snake, mate. You just put them up there and you let them wiggle around.
They're going to do whatever they're going to do, and that's going to be it. And then you sort of write lyrics around what it is they tend to do. This snake happens to be a real blinky little bastard. So we wrote about a lot of blinks in there. In the future runs of the show, you may see a little rattly bugger, and they changed the lyrics for that. That's a little behind the fangs, as we like to say. That's a real question.
I'm sorry, we have time for one more.
Hi, thank you. I thought it was really amazing that you decided to cast all actual medical professionals to play all of the doctors in the play tonight. Mm-hmm. That was a really bold choice, but what I'm curious about is how are you able to find two doctors that could play the roles of Brevin? Did you have a personal trainer who helped them get prepared for the role, or did you find people who were already ready to do this?
Great question. We do actually have a trainer on staff, Brody. Yeah, that's Brody. And he trained both of our doctors, who are obviously already in pretty great shape, but he gave them, you know, a bit of the cod diet, a bit of the routine.
It's what The Rock does. You eat a lot of cod and you work out lots of times a day.
Thanks, Brody.
You're welcome. Bye.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming out, and thank you for all the feedback
that
you were able to give. You know, we're still in process. The musical is still in process. And, you know, we do have one more song that was cut from the musical.
That's right.
And it is about...
Oh, yes. Okay. So, obviously, the part that was cut from the musical. Is a song...
Oh! I got it.
Okay.
Okay, so you... Maybe you forgot or maybe you didn't, but we did make a big deal about Dr. Pepper in the beginning and promptly abandon it. There did used to be a flashback sequence to when Dr. Pepper was at Dr. Camp, but we cut it for time because we ended up going a different direction.
Yeah, I had sort of like a flash vibe.
Flashback vibe.
Yeah, it was pretty, yeah.
It was this.
It felt tonally different, but yeah, we'll show it to you now. Thank you so much. Time for stickball.
Why not?
Cause I'm mixing it up here. Does that even make real sense? Over here I'm mixing it up clear, trying a bunch of ingredients.
But we're trying to have a ball, trying to get a great summer, the summer of all, before we become doctors who wear stethoscopes and leech people.
Try mixing it up. Even what you're doing there could probably use a little twist. Huh. Why don't you try mixing it up? Why don't hit the ball with something other than a stick?
But hey, say Pepper, what you got in this bowl? You got 1, 2, 32, is that right? I've been told.
That's right, 32 specifically are all ingredients that I know you see.
And you've been mixing it up.
Right in this bowl, I mix them up every day. These 32 have been mixing it up in every conceivable way.
Now let's see, you got cocoa, raspberry, cherry, clove, lemon, pepper, obviously.
Right, lemon, pepper, both combined, and then both lemon and pepper distinctly. Chocolate, blueberry as well, a little piece of who can tell, a little secret thing that I found. Oh, squint, it's from my pocket, it's probably lint, and I've been mixing it up. That's about a third of the things. Mixing it up.
There's a piece of string.
That's right. Also throw in a little nutritional yeast. A leg from a big king crab.
Wow, Pepper, you're really onto something there. Do you think that this is gonna go somewhere? Why are you doing this anyhow?
I'm trying to cure acid reflux.
Acid reflux.
If I could finally be free, don't you know that's what's always plaguing me?
Well, try to be sipping it up. You're gonna have to swallow the whole crab. Sipping it up. Nope, I'll take out the leg. Obviously that'd make you gag. But how do you feel the acid in your throat? Is it still there at all?
Nope.
That's pretty great. Things are looking up.
Looking up.
Mixing up.
They got you mixing it up. Now I won't have an esophagus that feels like it's gonna erupt.
I think this could be even a little bit better. We couldn't do this one again if we tried. And as we say at the end of every improvised musical, huh, if you see a thing that makes you shake and shiver,
well then that might just be a snake that wants to slither.
That's right.
Oh, it's a river.
There it is.
Shit!